A bailout for GM, Ford, and Chrysler may be on hold, but it's important to remember that back in September, Congress already allocated $25 billion to U.S. automakers. That money is restricted. It's for companies to develop new energy technology. Well, Tesla Motors is one of the small companies hoping for a slice of that $25 billion. Yesterday, NPR's John McChesney told us about the electric car Tesla created. Today, how federal money may help keep it on the road.
That's the sound a Tesla Roadster makes when you turn on the key. And other than a soft whine and the rush of wind, it's about the loudest sound this car makes, as I discovered on a test drive.
Goodness gracious, I would get into big trouble with this car.
The acceleration of the Tesla flattens my back against the seat as the car seamlessly gathers speed. No shifting gears, no exhaust blast. While the Tesla Roadster is quiet, it hasn't gone unnoticed by the automotive world. The Roadster has proven that electric cars don't have to be wimpy and can have a range of over 200 miles. Dan Neal writes about the automotive industry for the Los Angeles Times.
With electricity, you can make it in lots of different ways. You can't say that about gasoline. You can make it with wind or solar or hydroelectric. The infrastructure for electricity is already established.
Still, widespread use of electric cars would require new infrastructure. For starters, you need a lot of charging spots, especially for people who don't have garages where they can recharge at night. Shai Agassi is CEO of a Silicon Valley startup called Better Place, and he hopes to build a lot of that infrastructure.
If you went to New York City and you said, I'll just park the car and I'll plug it at home, that means a cord from 23B dropping all the way down to the avenue downstairs. And if you're lucky to find your spot, you need to move it every night.
Agassi envisions curbside charging meters with his company taking care of the billing. And Agassi says his car chargers will be designed not to overload the grid.
And the system will tell him, it's okay, when I have power, I'll give it to you. Then you're going to start getting cars charging at 2 o'clock at night. Nobody needs to set it up like your VCR, but you get cars charged at 2 o'clock at night when there is power available.
Sound like pie in the sky? Well, the Israeli government has bought into Agassi's scheme in an attempt to replace gasoline in that country before 2020. And now, nearly every car manufacturer is developing an electric car or a plug-in hybrid. GM is bringing out the Tesla-inspired Chevy Volt in limited numbers by 2010. And Renault-Nissan is ready to offer a lot more, says the LA Times' Dan Neal.
The vice chairman of that company said they could build 40,000 electric cars by 2011, and by 2012, they could double that number. This is an astonishing assertion from a company as serious as Renault.
The fact that foreign car makers are leading the way in new technology is no surprise to critics of America's big three auto companies. And while the electric car crowd isn't enthusiastic about giving $25 billion in loans to Detroit, they are pleased that 10% of that is earmarked for small manufacturers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is hoping startups like his will get a piece of the action.
It really would be a travesty and a shame if Tesla didn't get at least a tiny sliver of that. I think Tesla's frankly going to put it to better use than the big three.
Auto industry analysts like Dan Neal say that at the very least, the government should not give new loans to Detroit car makers so they can simply continue the combustible technology now burning down the town.
I think there's a rich opportunity for the Obama administration to seize the moment and say, yes, we will bail you out, but you have to provide the transformational transportation of the future. And we are not going to give you all this money just so you can make midsize and full-size Buicks.
And what about those Silicon Valley startups that have reignited interest in the electric car?
Yes, maybe Tesla needs a little federal help to get on the road. I honestly think that these companies will not make it out of the wilderness without some federal help.
And that's because startups like Tesla seriously underestimated just how much capital it would take to ramp up mass production of a new car. Now, policymakers in Washington get to decide whether the insurgents, as well as the incumbents, should get a boost. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.